Taryn Daly, Steve Mix coming up for the Daily Mix Morning Show. We'll sit and spin. Today we wait for summer with the 10 best rock songs about summer.
All right.
Coming up at 4:30, right after emails on our question, the vacation would have been great. Then blank happened. 206-803-ROCK.
Mike, do we have summertime girls from YNT? Because Miles, that at the top of the show, we brought up, and I said, man, just off the top of my head, I can't think of rock summer songs. Not specifically about it. And you're like, summertime girls, YNT, because you're a YNT lover. I'm just, see if this refreshes anyone's memory to actually hear Summertime Girls from YNT.
Hang on one second. I did a thing. Hang on one second.
When's the last time you think we played YNT on the station? Not during
probably
our show.
Probably 5 years, maybe.
Really?
I would guess. You're here.
Well, I know, but I'm not the one bashing on him right now. I'm just listening to
I'm not
YNT.
You're the only person I know that brings him up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you don't send me an
email, I'm just telling you, they'll give me hell. But they have before.
A family outing in the Bahamas turned harrowing on Tuesday when a 12-year-old American boy was attacked by a shark, according to police. The incident happened at 3:30 in the afternoon off of Staniel Cay, a busy destination for snorkeling and diving. Boy was on a tour. He was swimming with his brother when the attack occurred. Authorities did not detail the boy's injuries or identify the shark species, but say he was taken by boat to New Providence, where he was treated and is now in stable condition. So the kid is okay.
Yeah.
They say, though the Bahamas has one of the world's higher tallies of unprovoked shark attacks, overall numbers remain very low. The international shark attack file counts just 30 confirmed cases there over four centuries.
Okay. Right.
Still, several recent attacks have involved American visitors, including a 10-year-old boy injured in January 2024, Boston woman who was killed while paddleboarding in December 2023.
Why does it matter? Do you care about the species of shark?
Do I care about them?
I mean, it can be a great white, tiger shark, bull shark, hammerhead. Like it doesn't matter.
It does.
Does it?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's just those little sharks down in New Smyrna Beach.
Right.
So that's why people don't die, but they get bit.
I know, but still, I mean, does it, like, look, if someone is in the ocean and they scream, shark, are you going to say, what kind? Like, just get out of the water. It doesn't matter.
I guess.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to say, what kind of shark was it? Just like, I'm going to get out of the water. It's cool.
Yeah. But I mean, those little sharks are out there all the time.
They are. Look, I get it. I get it. But I don't feel like someone's going to scream shark if it's one of the little sharks. I feel like if they're screaming shark and they're in the water, just get the hell out of the water. That's the first time I went to the Bahamas. I was 14. I'm on the beach. I'm not in the water. And there's a lot of people in the water, but somebody screamed shark. And it was like Jaws, man. I mean, I don't know if there's a shark out there or not because I never physically saw it. But people, they don't look around. No one asks what kind it was.
No.
They just, there's this mass exodus out of the water running onto the beach. And it's, it was kind of crazy, mildly funny, because no one got hurt or anything, but I just remember there's this one dude, he's kind of in the middle of the pack of people rushing back to the beach, and there's a big hairy dude, but he had been trying so hard to get out of the water that his trunks were down, okay? And it kind of didn't matter in the moment. Everyone understood, just a mad scramble to get out of the water. So he gets to the beach, remember, he pulls the trunks up. I always remember, they were solid red, but he pulls them up, and he's huffing and puffing, and he's looking around, and now the people on the beach, they're kind of chuckling a little bit. Then this one woman finally gets out of the water. It was his wife. She was livid with him, man.
Yeah, but
she got,
he got out first.
You effing left me in the water. And so they kind of walked away together because obviously this was going to be a heated thing. So but I'd hear him saying, like, it was a shark. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. What about first?
I mean, you're right. I think in New Smyrna Beach, they're so used to all those little sharks. Nobody yells shark.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, they did there. But I agree with that guy. When he's got all I heard him say to her, the only words I heard out of his mouth, it was a shark. What did you want me to do? I don't want to be like, I know I'm 14, but he ain't wrong.
Not too far away from that, Ted. When
we should die together, honey.
This is one of my first real memories of, because it was one of the first vacations I'd ever been on. My grandfather lived down in Daytona Beach, which is not too far away from New Smyrna. And, 6-7 years old, I think I brought this up yesterday. One of the things I used to do is jump on the bed. My grandfather would take the pillow, and he would knock the legs out from under me, and I'd fly. Yeah.
You're a kid.
As much as I can do it, this was just awesome to me. Because, first of all, my parents would never allow me to jump on the bed.
No.
Granddad, he didn't care. It's in a hotel. He smacks me one time, and I go flying off the bed, and it was basically carpet on top of concrete.
Yeah.
Essentially in this room, because it was like a one-story hotel-motel thing.
Sure.
So my teeth go through my lip and come out the other side near my chin. All right? So my teeth are like,
I just drove them straight through my lip, right? I still have a scar to this day where that thing went through there. All right. So I have to go get stitched up. So now I've got stitches on the inside of my mouth and on the outside of my chin.
Right.
All right. So technically I am not really allowed to get into the water or to do any of that stuff.
Does that include pool and ocean?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So this is day number one. All right.
Yay.
This is day number one. Also very difficult to eat when you have stitches on the inside and on the outside. So that sucked too. I do remember I got some ice cream a lot. But I was probably in the hospital in Daytona Beach for, we'll say, a few hours. It seemed like an eternity, but it was probably just a few hours. The next day, all right, the other thing that my grandfather liked to do is he liked to swing me around. He'd grab me by my wrists and arms and swing me around like a helicopter.
Sure.
So we're out on the beach, and he starts swinging me around. You know, I can't get in the water. I'm building sandcastles, whatever. I love this. This is fun. I feel my one shoulder pop out. Now, it hurt so bad, and I wasn't exactly sure what happened, that I couldn't even really scream. I was just like, and then the other one popped out, all right? Now I'm in excruciating pain.
And he's still swinging.
My grandfather does not know what's going on. Both of my shoulders have been dislocated, all right? And I can't get him to stop because I'm like, and I think he saw the terror and look on my face. And then when he put me down, he realized like both my shoulders were just slumped out, and he could see where the balls of my arms were. Get back in the car, and I go back to that hospital, the same one I was in the day before getting stitched up. It's the same doctor.
Of course.
It's the same doctor from the day before. And he's looking at my grandfather. My grandfather told the story better later about just looking at him like, is this guy abusing the kid?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Kind of thing. But man, all right, so my lip's already stinging. It's already hurting. And now they're going to pop each shoulder back into socket, which I can do on my own now.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, I could not do it. Like, I didn't, I never had that pain before.
Yeah, you're 6 or 7 years old.
He popped the first one in, and I was like, no, don't do the other one. I'll just leave it alone. I don't care. Like,
yeah, leave it out.
He popped the other one out, man. And now, like, both my shoulders are just in excruciating pain. I've got stitches on the inside of my mouth.
You
got
to be balling, right?
This is day two of the first beach vacation I've ever taken in my life. That's how the whole thing started. I don't remember much of the rest of it.
You don't need to.
But, God, that sucked. Vacation would have been great, then blank happened. 206-803-ROCK.
I got sun poisoning once on Cape Cod. That was pretty brutal.
Yeah, sun poisoning's bad. Never had sun poisoning, but I had my first sunburn in Florida. Had no idea what it was. The next day, my wife's like, you have a sunburn. I'm like, this sucks.
Sun poisoning was so bad that I had, like, blisters on my head, because I kind of always buzzed my head.
Yeah.
I mean, in retrospect, one of the adults should have been like, put on some more lotion.
Put on a hat or put on lotion, man.
Right, but like, it was so bad, I got all these blisters, and then it was like peeling. So then everybody kept calling me Frankenstein.
Was that the worst part of it?
Probably.
Quit calling me Frankenstein.
Yeah, like, right? And.